Well, we'll go and see him later.
Yeah, but Raz is the eldest. It's rude to pass by and not say hello to him.
Mr. Doosty, when did I say that? Let's drop these off at the hotel and then go and visit him when we're all freshened up.
Look, if he sees us passing by and not checking on him, he'll be offended, just so you know.
Why are you arguing with me, Mr. Doosty? We've been travelling for 20 hours. I'm too exhausted to argue with you. It's not appropriate to visit Razzie with fish and pickles.
Do you think it's okay to take this into the hotel?
Ah, it's called a hotel. You go in with suitcases and other stuff, not in a photography shop.
But these suitcases...
Mr. Doosty?
Hey, Jamal, my dear
Doosty,
friend.
Doosty, my
how
friend.
Are you all right?
Fine. Great. Hello, ma'am.
Hello,
welcome.
Thank you. Is Razzie doing well? Miss Padida, Vahid, Mr. Habibi, are they all well?
Everybody's fine and they send their love.
Jamal, how's business?
Thank God it's on a roll. Excuse me, is it Imam Reza's birthday? Oh, what day is it today?
No, Jamal. Oh, you know why he's asking, Mr. Doosty. Every year we come on Imam Reza's birthday. That's why he asks.
Oh, I get it. No, Jamal, something came up, so, well, we had to come sooner.
It's good news, Jamal.
Good news? That's great. Do you want some help?
No. We won't take your time. You go back to work. It's right there. We'll take...
For an hour, Doosty's been insisting we go and visit Razzie with all this stuff. I say we should drop them off and go after freshening up. But he won't listen to me.
Well, she's right.
You see?
Go to the hotel and settle down. Then we'll all go and see Razzie. Okay?
We'll take them.
What souvenirs? Wow!
We brought something for you too.
Oh, thank you very much.
Sajjad?
Yeah?
Son, I have to go somewhere and won't be back tonight. Open up the shop early and remember I'll come around 10 or 11 in the morning. Why are you looking at me like that again?
Nothing. I remembered. I shouldn't ask.
Well done.
Where and why?
Yes, son.
Yeah, but you see, Grandfather, at least tell me where you're going so I won't...
Getting too big for your boots.
No, I get it.
We're there.
Oh, God.
Hello,
well,
Razzie.
Well,
how are you?
Well,
you okay?
Hello.
I'm so happy to see you.
How are you?
Thank you. How are you?
Welcome.
You in good health? How are you?
How are you?
Sajjad, how are you?
How are you?
Fine. Look at you. How are your kids? Hello, Sajjad. How are you?
Thank you. Oh, you came early this year.
Yeah. Something came up and we were lucky to come early.
So, God willing, it's good news.
Hopefully,
yes,
hopefully.
It's good news, Razzie. You won't believe it.
Thank God. Thank God.
Thank you.
I told Amina that we should come and say hi before we brought a room at the hotel.
Believe me, all our stuff's right in the middle of the hotel.
Right in the middle.
It was in such a rush to meet you.
Because I love Doosty so
thank
much.
Thank you.
Right back at you.
Yes, I do.
Well, we brought you something.
Oh, yes, it's
oh,
not
dear.
Much, though.
This is for you.
You're
smoked fish.
Too kind
it's nothing.
Us.
Have you bought your delicious pickles?
Pickles?
Yes, pickles. Well, we haven't had time to say hello to anyone
it's
yet. We came straight
yours.
Here.
Here you are.
It's all
thank
yours.
You
it's
so
not much,
much.
Though.
Here, Sajjad, some.
Thank
put
you.
These in the kitchen. Okay, then. I'll walk with you to the hotel so you
no,
can settle
down. No, we won't bother
you.
It's right here. We'll go
ourselves.
Doosty,
dear, we have to take a picture here, okay?
Of course.
We'll take you one every year. We haven't changed.
Well,
we're still the same.
Well, that's the fun of it.
Yes,
well,
yes,
it's nice.
It's good to take one every year. At least
okay,
you get
first,
a new
let's
one.
Let's finish what we came for. When that's
excuse
all done,
me,
we'll
excuse
take
me.
Let's go. Let's go.
Oh, we don't want to trouble you.
No, I'll come with you.
I'm serious.
No, let's go.
This way. You first, Miss. See you, Sajjad.
See you later.
Son,
this way, please.
Okay, you
first. You
first,
please.
No, you go first. Excuse me, Nish.
Excuse me. So, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. Vahid's getting your room ready. He's sorting out your usual room.
Thank you very much.
Oh, we're always troubling you.
Don't
oh,
say
no.
That.
We love these kind of troubles. Come here often and trouble us more.
Thank you very much.
You brewed the one
yes,
that we
the tea
brought,
that
right?
you just bought. Help yourself.
Thanks very much.
Wow. You're welcome.
Mm.
Please pass this on.
What is it?
Oh, it's not much, Mr. Habibi. May the child bring goodness, God willing, and hopefully she'll start walking in these.
Thank you very much.
are these the pickles?
Wait a minute, Vahid. This is for Miss Padidar. Why did Miss Padidar choose now to take time off her? I'm worried about her. Is she okay?
She's fine. She's off for a good reason.
Oh, that's great.
That's
great.
Mr. Doosty, I'm sorry, but when are you leaving?
Vahid.
No, I meant to ask, how long are you staying here? Well, the truth is, we're not staying for long. because it's not a bank holiday, that something came up and we had to come this time of year. We're going back soon.
But it's not up to Doosty. We might stay longer.
Yeah, stay longer.
Well, if it's not up to me, then who's deciding?
My dear, we've just arrived. Wait for a couple of hours and then argue with me.
I love the way that you two argue. I do miss
it. You're too kind, here you are.
Oh, broad beans.
Yes, I've brought these rashti broad beans for you.
For me?
Because only you can make rashti bakhali gathor.
Oh, yes, I do know how to make it well. Oh, did I tell you? We had a customer once who made excellent rashti bakhali gathor.
I know it.
We've heard it 100 times.
What happened?
Oh, nothing. She fainted and fell.
Oh, you know it then.
Bahi, tell me, all these different people in and out of this hotel, haven't you found a pretty, well-behaved, educated girl amongst them yet? You're getting old, son.
Who would marry me, Mom? Yes, yes.
Mr. Habibi, you're the eldest. You should pull your sleeves up and help him out to start a life for himself. In a few years, he'll become like Jamal, you know.
Excuse me, ma'am. What's wrong with me?
What's not wrong with you? You've reached this age and haven't got married.
Missus, that's enough. We haven't come here to marry everyone off. If we succeed in our own plans, it'll be a blessing.
Don't worry about me not marrying.
It's a shame, a real shame.
What? Jamal's a shame?
Of course. A well-built, hard-working, well-behaved, funny man. You know what, Jamal? Come to Rasht. I'll find you a northern girl myself.
Yeah, yeah,
I promise
she's
you,
right.
When you come, everything will be done.
Thank you.
There's nothing to hide, so why wouldn't we tell you? Jamal's not going to be single for long.
Really?
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's great news.
Thank God.
Oh, I wish Miss Padida were here so that she could explain everything.
Why should Padida tell me about it?
Poor Miss Padida.
What?
Not Miss Padida, is it? Congratulations, my friend. Congratulations. Now that makes me want to give you all another kiss.
Oh, I'm so happy.
I'm going to start with you.
Oh, may you live in happiness.
I bought two.
One for you. No, no, take one.
Give me a hug. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, may you both grow old together. Thank you.
For what?
For pulling your sleeves up.
How much is the price, sir?
Why are you in such a rush? Oh, God, let's sit for a minute. My leg.
Why are you sitting? Let's go into the hotel and call and see what we have to do.
Okay, but you don't need to go into the hotel to call, my dear. I mean, when I was standing by Faladi's window, I called. You've forgotten I had a phone.
Well, what happened?
Oh, nothing. I'll go to the dormitory and call on Atia, and then later she's going to come over here.
Talking about her.
Well, then
what about the doctor?
Oh, Atia said to tell you to go in the afternoon to talk to him.
Me?
Yes, then me.
I should go.
Then me.
Miss, when you want to do a research on someone, you don't go to them.
Mr. Doosty, these days are over. Times have changed. Now everybody sits and bluntly says it like it is. The doctor wants to talk to you too. And in the middle of all that, do your research.
But what will I say? We've come to get to know his family, to see who they are, what they do, what they're like. We have to consult with Atia first.
You will meet with them and get to know them. Why are you in such a rush? You can't get to know his whole ancestry in a day. You will in time. And I'll go to see my darling doctor. Oh, my darling girl, may all your misfortunes fall on me. When a girl's been proposed to, the only one she can talk to is her mother. She can't talk to you. Now, Doosty, now that we're out, let's go and buy some nuts and raisins. It's rude to go back to Rasht empty-handed.
OK, all right, we will. We'll get those as well. Why are you in such a rush? Let's go to the hotel, see what we have to do.
Wait, my foot's gone to sleep.
It's late, get up.
Ah, you're just like your mother. Wait, I'm coming.
Hello? You okay? Any news? You all right? How's Sarah? How is she? No, nothing's up. Your seat's empty.
Oh, I forgot. Mr. Dusty and his wife have come over from the north. When they heard the news, they were so excited and congratulated you and sent their love. They gave your souvenirs and pickles to me. I'll bring them to you. No. Something to say. I didn't. No. Yes. No, I wanted to tell you something. I knew that you've been stressing out these past few days. I mean, Sarah told me, and I said we should do something to reduce the stress for you. I mean, we should do something that doesn't involve any stress. Well, I don't want you to take it the wrong way. Sarah and I might want to plan something for the ceremony without consulting you. No, I'm just saying, don't be worried. Yes, we want to arrange things in a way that'll make everyone comfortable, have fun, and be happy. We don't need to rent a hall or buy expensive rings. I suggest only if you allow me. Yes. We rent out the hotel's lobby. Just for a night. I'll talk to Mr. Habibi about it, and we'll have the ceremony there. And ask Razzie, if he doesn't object, to wed us. His breath will bless us. Yes, and if it's right here, well, everybody can come. Yes. Yes, right here. Oh, God, if I'd known this would make you happy, I'd have called sooner. I was trying to string my sentences together to tell you. Yes. Don't worry about a thing.
Answer the phone, Doosty. Oh, God. This is why you stress me out. Oh. Where have you been? There's a reason you have a phone in your pocket. Answer me, Doosty.
Hello.
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 Well, what happened?
Nothing's happened.
What do you mean nothing happened? You didn't see him?
I did.
So, tell me.
Amina, dear, these two should not get married. Tell Atia, but that's what I think. I'm against it.
Oh, in the name of God, the most compassionate and the most merciful, what happened?
Nothing's happened, missus. That doctor is not suitable for our Atia, that's all.
What do you mean, Doosty?
You heard me. Give me the keys, I want to change.
Well, tell me what happened. Oh, what am I going to do now? What will I say to everyone else?
Doosty? Doosty?
Yeah, Razzie.
Come on. You've been standing there staring at those pictures for 20 minutes now. Are you looking for something or someone?
Razzie, you know what I was thinking about? All these people like me. Well, they're like me, aren't they?
Yes.
Well, you took their pictures.
Yes.
All these people like me live in this world. Why should my daughter, my only daughter, fall in love with someone so high of a rank, huh?
Well, because your daughter, Atie, is of high rank herself. Atie is very special.
Yes, she is very special. She's my daughter, anyway. The daughter of Dusty the Grocer. A grocer in Pier Serra who stands with his cart next to the fish bazaar and sells seasonal fruit. That's all Atia's father has.
Now tell me what's wrong with that.
Today I went to the groom's house. Not his parents' house, his own house. His parents had a big apartment building right next to his. Doctor. I'm not a jealous person. May God give them more. But you know what, Razzie? In all my life, I've never watched and wanted people's money, wealth, house or car.
but they're very well off. They're out of our league.
Well, that doesn't matter either. Atier deserves more than that.
What am I going to tell the neighbours? What am I going to tell that girl? Oh, God, I leave it all in your hands. And Doosty doesn't talk to you. Oh, Imam Reza, give Doosty patience. What am I going to do? Why did everything turn out like this? What do I do?
Well, excuse me. Won't you go and have some lunch? Well, you're not hungry? What about Mr. Doosty? Would he have any?
No, he's not coming.
Has something happened, Mum?
No, nothing's happened. What did you expect to happen?
Oh, Aminette, did you talk to Atia?
What? Talk to my girl? You mean break her heart?
Why break her heart? I mean, have you talked to her about the suitor?
Doosty's met the doctor and talked to him.
So?
You know what's worse, Fahid? I've told my whole family, my friends, neighbours, that the doctor has asked for my daughter's hand.
So?
He's an educated man. He's a good boy.
Well, why isn't he good?
I really don't know. I know my daughter well. I mean, she doesn't just talk about someone and introduce them to us all. And I know Doosty very well. He doesn't say no for no reason.
He said no?
Yes, he said no. Yes, he said no. He went to talk to the doctor and came back all bad-tempered. I kept asking what happens. He says no. I asked what happens. You didn't say no for nothing. He says no, Mrs. No. I know him well. He doesn't refuse for no reason. There must be something. Maybe the guy said something or maybe he did something. I really don't know what to say. Just no.
Don't upset yourself. Nothing's certain for now. And do you know what? It's just his first time giving away a daughter. Maybe he wants a real catch for her.
What are you talking about? The bride should play hard to get, not for the bride's father. You know what, Fahid? I brought Doosty up myself. He doesn't say no for nothing. Let me tell you about an incident we had.
Yes, tell me.
For 40 years, he'd go everywhere with a bicycle, till he had an accident and his leg was in a cast for 2 months.
Oh, no.
He said, I will never get on a bike again. Never. He'd walk 4 hours from city to city, but he would not get on a bike.
4 hours?
Of course. Once he told his brother Hassan, I won't step foot in your house until you quit smoking. How many years do you think it took him to go there?
How many years? I don't know. What can I say?
I know, Doosty. Well, he doesn't say no for nothing, Fahid. I know.
Well, don't trouble yourself. Hmm? If it's not this one, another will come along. Good men aren't scarce. You'll find one.
If my daughter's happy, I won't want anything else, Fahid. Just as you say, if it's not this one, another will come along. You know what we went through to get her to achieve all of this?
Yes, I know. Now, you're really not going to have lunch?
Me? Have lunch? To hell with food.
Oh, no.
I'll go and see where Doosty's gone for so long.
You know what's wrong, Razzie? The problem is that Atia's father has a small house far from the city, in the middle of an orchard. I also have a bicycle that's been rusting since that accident that I had 4 long years ago. I have 37 orange trees, 10 plum trees, 10 peaches and 10 cherry trees. I have 20 quadrate metres of land. I'll grow herbs, tomatoes, cucumbers, eggplants, broad beans. That's all Atia's father has in this world, Razzie. I don't want my daughter to feel belittled. I don't want my daughter to be ridiculed when she goes over to her in-laws. I don't want a guy to tell her, that's your father, this is mine.
Doosty. Couldn't this doctor, with that house and that car and all of that, go after a girl, well, from his own class? Rich and powerful, eh? He's pursuing Atier for no reason? And anyway, is this the first time a young girl and boy marry with a difference in social status, class and fortune and family? Is this the first time? A good example is right in front of you.
Razzy, you're different. Times have changed. The young nowadays don't understand these things anymore. I don't want that guy to tell her in her face tomorrow that your father was from a village. He was born there, and so were you. If he says such a thing, I'll melt into the ground. And what will I do then?
Come on. What are you saying, Dusty? Where you're born isn't important, my son. Being a decent human being and living right is important. You've worked hard all your life. You brought clean money and food into your house. Brought up your daughter in that very village, in that house. You brought up a perfect girl, an angel, now a doctor, educated, a perfect girl in society. Why are you hanging your head, my son? Raise your head. Be proud. That's your most valuable thing. Don't say those things anymore.
What can I say, Razzy? I'm stuck.
There's no need to say anything. Go and get to know your son-in-law. Not by how big or small his house is or what car he has. Here, get to know this.
Now, don't be upset. Nothing's happened. These two aren't suited for each other. That's my opinion. That's what I think. But when I was talking to Razzy, well, that's not what he thought.
What did Razzy say?
He said I'm wrong. It's not like that.
Do you know why I'm upset, Doosty?
Why?
I'm upset with you.
Me?
Not because the doctor isn't suitable for our child, no. Because of the way you thought about Atia and yourself.
Well, that's what I think. Which is the truth.
Atia is 27 years old. When my daughter was 7... when she stepped foot into school, I taught her to talk about her parents with pride. I knew on their first day they'd ask their children what their father did for a job, you know. I taught her to say, my father's a fruit salesman. That Doosty who works with his cart in Pisara. What I mean to say is that even then she had doctors as classmates, you know? Dusty, the way Atia talks about that doctor, I'm positive she told him everything about her parents.
Why are you saying these things? They're in love. Well, they just want to be together and marry. In 2 years' time, when they get used to each other, well, everything will change. I don't want my daughter to be ridiculed, not for a second. I don't want her to be criticised.
Your daughter is my daughter as well, you know. Don't I want her to be happy, huh? I'm not telling you to accept him right now or asking you why you said no. I'm just saying, trust your daughter. Trust Atia. If she didn't know that man, she would never let him come forward.
Very well. Now lower your voice.
Everybody heard you.
You have to make me, make me.
Be patient. Calm down. What a mess I'm in.
I entrust Atio to you.
God help me.
Hello, hi. Good day, how are you? I'm Dusty, Dusty Piasarayi. That's okay, thank you. Yeah, yeah. You're welcome. Dr. Esan? I wanted to tell you something. No, I'll tell you on the phone. Yes. Yep. Yeah, I wanted to say that we're going back to Rash tomorrow. Yeah. I wanted to tell you to talk to your parents. If you think it wise. Come to Rash. To our place. No, not a proposal ceremony. Well, it could be. I thought it best if you came there. To our humble home. It's a cottage. We could all gather around and get to know each other more and see where all this ends up. Yeah. You're welcome. It's nothing. You're no trouble. You're a guest. Goodbye.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Yes, Dusty, don't slouch.
I'm not slouching, missus. I'm striking a pose.
Oh, Rosie, tell him, please.
Oh, come on, Mum. He's fine like that.
It's fine.
I swear, in every picture we have, he's either looking at the sky or looking down, frowning, laughing too much or slouching like this. Come on, for once, let's take a good picture.
Okay, here you go. Better?
We'll try something else.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Sajjad?
Yes?
Come, son. Stand by the camera.
Oh, aren't you going to take a picture of us?
Oh, there's no difference between me and Sajjad. I want to take a picture of you and hang it up in the shop.
Of us?
Yes.
Oh, that'll be too much trouble for you.
No, my son.
Oh, thank you very much.
A wonderful picture. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to be in it as well.
Of course.
Oh, we'd be proud to.
Come on.
Sit down. You have to. Elders should sit down, not us. Sit down.
Well, this picture we're taking now is very different from the pictures you took before. Your visit was very different as well.
Yeah.
Yes, it was very different. May God make all young people happy. May Sajjad become a groom as well, huh?
Yeah.
Sajjad, next time I come, I want to see a wife next to you in this shop. I'm warning you.
God willing. May God hear your prayers.
There's no need for his wife to be here.
Whatever you say.
She has to go home. Yes.
You're ready?
Yes, we're ready.
We're ready.
Yes.
Smile. Three.
Dusty, don't slouch.
میخوام پر از نم نم بارون بشم جا جایی میونه بودن و نبودن. میخوام تو این خاطر مهمون بشم، کبوتر مسافرم میگردم تو این گذر دنبال خاطراتم. اینجا پر از حال و هوای عشق، هر جا بری مثل سایه بهاتم. جوانیامون توی قاب عکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن، یه عمریه عبرابه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن. جوانیامون توی قاب عکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن، یه عمریه عقربه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن. من تو خودم گم شده بودم، اما من اومدم راه و نشونم بدی. تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه، من اومدم تا تو امونم بدی. تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه.